This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. There is now a settlement in the lawsuit over alleged violations of the state's open meetings laws at the State House. Two House Democrats had sued the chamber earlier this summer. They claim lawmakers consistently broke the state's transparency laws by meeting secretly and using ephemeral messaging apps. According to the settlement, state lawmakers would not be allowed to meet in secret to discuss political strategies or map out votes. They would also not be able to use digital messaging apps that automatically delete correspondence. The settlement applies to both parties in the State House, but not the Senate. A judge must approve the settlement. Colorado schools scored higher in the state's annual report card. CPR's Jenny Brundine reports.
70% of districts earned a higher rating compared to 54% of districts last year. The ratings look at academic growth, graduation and dropout rates, and how many students go on to career training or college. But the number of new schools in the lowest performing categories also increased. The state must intervene if a school or district receives 5 years of low ratings. Meanwhile, a state task force is looking to change the rating system. Critics say it's biased against districts with high numbers of students living in poverty. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
A Colorado bike racer held on to first place in one of the grand tours of cycling today. Sepp Kuss of Durango was expected to lose time in today's stage of the Vuelta a España, but Kuss remains in the lead nearly halfway through the race. The event resumes tomorrow and continues through September 17th. For more of the day's news, come to CPR.org. Stay with us. It's 7:06.